Hey everyone, have you ever thought about like having fresh fish and veggies like all year round right from your backyard?
Like a never-ending supply?
Yeah,
That'd be awesome,
it would.
you know?
I think a lot of us around here probably have.
Yeah, especially after, what we went through with the hurricane a couple of years ago.
Right.
Empty grocery store shelves.
Yeah.
Not fun.
No, definitely not a good time.
So that's why I think we're both so excited about today's deep dive because we're looking at aquaponics.
Yes, aquaponics, this super cool system
It's amazing.
that combines raising fish with growing plants.
I mean, talk about maximizing your space.
Right. And it's like a mini ecosystem.
Yeah, where everyone benefits.
Everybody wins.
It's a win-win.
And to show us how it's done, we'll be checking out this YouTube video from Paragraphic, featuring Charles Collins,
Oh, yeah, he's great.
who built an awesome aquaponics setup right here in our area.
I love that he's local.
Yeah, it really shows that this isn't just some far-out idea,
Yeah.
you know?
Absolutely. You know what's really interesting about Collins is that he started with like almost no knowledge of aquaponics.
Really?
Yeah, his journey is so inspiring because it shows that anyone, even with limited resources or experience, can create a sustainable food system at home.
That's such a powerful message, especially for us here in Deer Park LaPorte in Pasadena. You know, we're
Absolutely.
always looking for ways to be more self-sufficient and resilient, and this just seems like such a perfect example of that.
Especially when you consider, those storms or other disruptions that can hit our area.
Right, it's like having a backup plan for your food supply.
Yeah, exactly. So, how does this whole aquaponics thing work?
Yeah, break it down for us.
Okay, so it's all about this symbiotic relationship between the fish, the bacteria, and the plants.
Okay.
So, the fish provide waste, right?
Naturally.
Yeah. And then the bacteria break that waste down into nutrients that the plants can use.
Okay.
And then the plants clean the water and then it goes back to the fish.
So it's like a closed loop system.
Exactly. It's
Well,
like mimicking what happens in nature.
wow.
But even more efficiently.
I love that it's like this perfectly balanced cycle, you
Yes,
know?
she is.
And Collins has this impressive 350-gallon fish tank.
Wow, that's huge.
It's a big one, and it's filled with tilapia.
Tilapia, interesting choice.
I know some folks might be surprised by the choice of tilapia.
Yeah, they don't always have the best reputation.
Right, but they're actually perfect for aquaponics.
They are?
I mean, they grow quickly,
Yeah.
they self-regulate their population,
Yeah.
and they provide a healthy source of protein.
And Collins is really passionate about dispelling those negative stereotypes surrounding tilapia.
Yeah, he wants to show people how they can be a key part of sustainable food production.
Yeah, and I mean, I get it.
I've tried gardening before, and let's just say it wasn't pretty.
Oh, no.
350 gallons sounds pretty intimidating to me.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Could I start smaller?
Yeah.
Or do you really need to go big for aquaponics to work?
Oh, no. You definitely don't need to start with a system that big.
Okay.
While Collins went all out, there are aquaponic setups for all scales,
Okay.
from countertop units that fit a few small fish
Oh, wow.
to larger backyard systems.
Okay, cool.
You can even find do-it-yourself kits or build one from scratch, depending on your budget and your do-it-yourself skills.
So many options.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. So this 350-gallon tank isn't just sitting there, right?
Right.
How does the water actually circulate to feed the plants?
Okay, so Collins uses what's called a flood and drain system.
Okay.
So basically, it involves periodically flooding the grow beds, which are filled with a porous material like lava rock that houses the beneficial bacteria.
Bungle rock.
Yes, lava rock, and then draining the water back into the fish tank.
Okay.
This ensures that the plant roots get both nutrients and oxygen.
Wow, lava rock. Who would have thought?
It's pretty cool.
Okay, so we've got the fish, the tank, the lava rock, and the plants. What kind of plants are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Are there certain types that do better in this kind of setup?
You can actually grow a surprising variety of plants in an aquaponics
Oh,
system.
wow.
Collins has everything from leafy greens like lettuce and kale
Okay.
to fruiting plants like tomatoes and peppers. He's
Wow.
even successfully grown watermelons.
What,
Right.
watermelons in an aquaponic system?
But for beginners, it's usually recommended to start with fast-growing, low-maintenance plants like basil and lettuce.
Okay, so you're telling me I could potentially be having homegrown fish tacos with fresh salsa, all from my backyard.
All from your backyard. And that brings us to one of the key benefits of aquaponics.
Okay.
It allows you to produce fresh, healthy food year-round right at home.
That's especially relevant for our listeners here in Southeast Houston.
For sure.
Remember those empty grocery store shelves after Hurricane Harvey?
Oh, I do.
Imagine if more of us had our own sustainable food sources right in our backyards.
That's the dream.
It's about increasing our community's resilience and reducing our dependence on those large-scale food systems that can be so vulnerable to disruptions.
You know, we always talk about thinking global, acting local.
Right.
This is the perfect example of that.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I imagine there are other benefits, too. Right?
Wow. Tons.
It can't just be about the food.
No, you're absolutely right. Aquaponics is incredibly water efficient.
Okay.
Using up to 90% less water than traditional farming.
Wow.
It's also environmentally friendly because it minimizes waste and reduces the need for chemical fertilizers and pesticides.
That's amazing.
Plus, it's a great way to get kids involved.
Yes.
And learning about science, nature, and sustainable living.
I love that aspect of it.
It is.
Imagine kids here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena getting excited about growing their own food.
Yeah.
And understanding where it comes from.
Yeah.
It could really inspire them to be more environmentally conscious.
Absolutely. It's about fostering a sense of responsibility and connection to the environment.
And it can be a lot of fun for the whole family.
It can.
Even if you don't have kids. Okay, so we've covered how aquaponics works, the benefits, and even touched on the community impact.
Yeah.
But you mentioned earlier that Collins went above and beyond with his setup.
Oh, he did. He didn't stop at just fish and veggies.
Really? What else?
He also incorporated chickens and pigs into his backyard ecosystem.
Yeah, pigs?
Yeah, pigs.
In his backyard?
In his backyard.
I'm guessing they're not just pets.
Not exactly. He has two pigs named Kevin and Kobe.
Kevin and Kobe.
He even jokes about watching movies with them.
He watches movies with his pigs.
But on a more serious note, the pigs and chickens play a crucial role in his system by contributing manure for composting.
Oh, okay.
Which then provides nutrient-rich fertilizer for the plants.
So he's created this amazing closed-loop system where waste becomes a valuable resource. It's like he's turning his backyard into a mini self-sufficient farm.
Exactly. And that's a key takeaway from Collins' story.
Okay.
He demonstrates that we can create more sustainable and resilient systems by thinking holistically and integrating different elements that work together in harmony.
Wow. But even with chickens and pigs, it still seems like his setup must require a lot of electricity to run all those pumps and filters.
Right.
Did he address that in the video?
He did, and this is where it gets really impressive.
What?
Collins powers his entire aquaponic system.
Wow.
Including the pumps, the lights, and even the heating system for his greenhouse with solar panels.
What?
He's essentially off-grid when it comes to powering his system.
That's incredible.
It is.
Not only is he growing his own food, but he's doing it using renewable energy.
Yeah.
It's a powerful example of how we can reduce our reliance on traditional energy sources and move toward a more sustainable future.
And it's a particularly relevant example for our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. You know,
right.
We've all experienced those power outages after hurricanes and storms.
Oh, yeah.
And having a reliable backup power source, especially one that's powered by renewable energy, could make a world of difference in those situations.
It's about thinking ahead and creating systems that are resilient and self-sufficient.
Mm.
Which is something that Think and Act Locally really emphasizes.
Absolutely.
So for those of us who might be inspired by Collins's solar setup, how realistic is it to incorporate something like that into our own homes?
Yeah.
Or even smaller aquaponics systems?
Well, while Collins has a fairly elaborate solar setup, you can absolutely start smaller.
Okay.
Even a few solar panels can significantly reduce your reliance on grid power.
Okay.
There are also portable solar power stations available that can provide backup power for essential appliances and devices during outages.
Okay, that's good to know. It seems like Collins has thought of everything.
He has.
So let's shift gears a bit and talk about his personal journey.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier that he started with a little knowledge of aquaponics. What inspired him to dive into this world?
Well, Collins is very open about his background and how it influenced his passion for sustainability.
Yep.
He grew up in a challenging environment.
Wow.
Facing limited opportunities, but he always had this thirst for knowledge and a desire to create a better future for himself and his community.
His story is a reminder that sustainable living isn't just for people with privilege or resources.
Yeah.
It's something that anyone can embrace regardless of their background or circumstances.
Exactly. And that's a message that's particularly relevant here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Yeah.
We have a diverse community with people from all walks of life. And sustainable living is something that can benefit everyone, regardless of their income level, education, or background.
It's about finding solutions that are accessible and inclusive.
Yeah.
Solutions that empower everyone to create a better future for themselves and for their families.
Absolutely. And Collins' story is a great example of that.
Okay, so Collins starts this aquaponics journey with limited knowledge and resources.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have any major setbacks along the way, or did it all just magically come together?
He definitely faced challenges. In the video, he's very open about his early attempts at traditional gardening and how they were, in his words, awful.
Awful.
But he didn't let those early failures discourage him.
Good for him.
He saw them as learning opportunities.
Uh-huh.
And he kept experimenting until he found something that worked.
I love that. It's a reminder that we don't have to be experts to get started with sustainable living.
Right.
It's about having the courage to try to learn from our mistakes and to keep moving forward.
Exactly. And that brings us to one of the key takeaways from Colin's story.
Okay.
He emphasizes the importance of starting small, experimenting, and learning as you go.
Okay.
He encourages his viewers to simply take that first step, even if they're not sure where to begin.
And that's something we hear a lot here at Think and Act locally.
Yeah.
People are often overwhelmed by the idea of going green or living sustainably.
Right.
They think they need to make drastic changes overnight.
Yeah.
Which can be intimidating.
It can be.
But Colin's approach is much more accessible and realistic.
It is.
He shows that you can start with something as simple as growing a basil plant on your windowsill.
Yeah.
Or composting your food scraps. It's about building momentum, gaining confidence, and gradually incorporating sustainable practices into your life.
It's about finding those small steps that feel achievable and rewarding steps that can make a real difference in our own lives and in our community.
It's about finding those small steps that feel achievable and rewarding steps that can make a real difference in our own lives and in our community.
Absolutely.
So for our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena who are feeling inspired by Colin's story, but maybe a little unsure of where to begin, what would be a good first step they could take?
That's a good question.
What's something that's relatively easy and impactful?
Well, considering the time of year, planting a small herb garden might be a great place to start.
Okay.
It's a simple way to bring some greenery into your home, enjoy fresh herbs in your cooking, and connect with nature, even if you don't have a lot of outdoor space.
That's a fantastic idea. And it perfectly aligns with the Think and Act Locally spirit of making small changes that can have a big impact on our lives and our community.
Exactly. It's about taking action no matter how small and contributing to a more sustainable and resilient future for everyone. And it's about taking action today to create the kind of world we want to see tomorrow. And that brings us to another important point. Collins's emphasis on the power of thinking differently, you know, and challenging conventional wisdom.
Yeah, he seems to be all about pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Like, he doesn't just build a basic aquaponic system.
No.
He's constantly experimenting with new techniques and integrating different elements, like those solar panels we talked about.
Exactly. He even incorporated a greenhouse into his setup, which allows him to extend his growing season and experiment with a wider variety of plants.
It's like he's saying, don't just accept the limitations of the systems you've inherited. Create something new, something better.
That's a great way to put it, and it's a message that resonates deeply with the spirit of Think and Act. Locally, we're all about empowering residents in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena to find creative solutions to local challenges.
And Collins proves that you don't need to be an expert or have a ton of resources to make a difference. You can start right where you are with what you have and create something truly amazing.
Speaking of starting small, he had a great point about not getting overwhelmed by the whole sustainability thing. He actually joked that if you can't even keep up with changing the water on a simple mung bean sprout experiment, then maybe gardening isn't for you.
I love that it's a good reminder that we don't need to try to do everything perfectly right away. We can start with small, manageable steps and build from there.
He's all about finding those small wins that build momentum and keep you motivated.
So what would you say to our listeners who might be feeling inspired but a little overwhelmed by Collins' story? Where do they even begin?
Well, as Colin suggests, pick one thing that resonates with you and just start there. Maybe it's planting some herbs, trying a meatless Monday once a week, or committing to using reusable shopping bags. The key is to find something that feels achievable and rewarding.
And don't be afraid to reach out to others who are passionate about sustainability. There are tons of resources available in our community, from gardening groups to online forums to workshops at local nurseries. Connecting with others can make the journey a lot more fun and rewarding.
Absolutely. It's about creating a network of support and learning from each other's experiences. Speaking of community, Collins' story really highlights how his project brought his family closer together.
Yeah, he talked about how his kids love helping out with the systems, from feeding the fish to collecting eggs from the chickens. It's clear they're not just doing chores. They're genuinely engaged in learning valuable skills along the way.
It's a great example of how sustainable living can be a family affair, creating opportunities for quality, time-shared learning experiences, and a deeper connection to nature.
And it shows how important it is to involve younger generations in these efforts. After all, they're the ones who will inherit the world we leave behind.
Exactly. It's about creating a legacy of sustainability that benefits not just our generation, but future generations as well.
Now, Collins obviously put a lot of thought and planning into his aquaponics system. He didn't just throw it together overnight. What are some key steps that our listeners should consider if they're serious about trying this at home?
Well, first, it's crucial to do your research. There are different types of aquaponic systems, each with its pros and cons. You'll need to consider factors like space, budget, and the types of plants and fish you want to grow.
And it's not just about setting up the system, it's about maintaining it as well, right?
Absolutely. Aquaponics requires ongoing care and attention. You'll need to monitor water quality, pH levels, temperature, and nutrient levels to ensure the health of both the fish and the plants. It's a bit like having a pet, only with the added bonus of fresh food.
So it's not a completely hands-off system. It requires some commitment and effort, but from what we've seen of Collins' setup, it seems like the rewards are well worth it.
Absolutely. And remember, there are tons of resources available to help you along the way, from online forums and YouTube tutorials to local gardening clubs and workshops. You don't have to figure it all out on your own.
That's a great point. There's a whole community of aquaponics enthusiasts out there who are happy to share their knowledge and experience. And that brings us back to the core message of think and act. Locally, it's not just about individual actions. It's about coming together as a community to learn from each other, support each other, and create a more sustainable future together.
Exactly. And Collins is a fantastic example of how one person can inspire a whole community to embrace more sustainable practices. He's not just growing food, he's growing a movement.
And that's something we can all be a part of right here in Deer Park La Porte in Pasadena, whether it's starting an aquaponics system, planting a garden, reducing our energy consumption, or simply sharing what we learn with others. We can all contribute to creating a more resilient and thriving community.
Absolutely. It's about taking action, sharing our knowledge, and supporting each other on this journey towards a more sustainable future.
Yeah. Now, Collins obviously chose to go big with his system incorporating chickens, pigs, and even solar panels. But for someone just starting out, what are some more manageable ways to dip their toes into sustainable living? What are some small changes that can make a real difference?
Well, one area where we can all make a significant impact is in reducing our food waste. Did you know that roughly one third of all food produced globally is wasted? That's a staggering amount of resources being squandered.
That's crazy. So what are some practical steps that our listeners can take to reduce their food waste at home?
It starts with planning your meals and only buying what you need. Make a list before you go grocery shopping and try to avoid impulse purchases that might end up going bad in your fridge.
That's a great tip. I know I'm guilty of coming home from the store with bags full of groceries, then realizing I have no idea what to do with half of it.
It happens to the best of us. Another key strategy is to properly store your food to maximize its shelf life. Make sure your refrigerator is set to the correct temperature and learn about the best ways to store different types of fruits, vegetables, and leftovers.
Right. I recently learned that storing tomatoes in the fridge can actually ruin their flavor. Who knew?
It's amazing how many simple tricks there are to keeping food fresh longer. And if you do find yourself with leftovers that you can't eat right away, don't just toss them. Get creative with repurposing them into new meals. There are tons of recipes online for using up leftovers in soups, stews, casseroles, and even smoothies.
Those are some great practical tips. And it's not just about saving money. It's about reducing our environmental impact by conserving resources and minimizing waste.
Exactly. And speaking of reducing our impact, composting is another fantastic way to close the loop on our food system and turn waste into a valuable resource.
That's a great point. I remember Collins showing off his compost system in the video. He made it seem so easy and effortless.
Composting can be surprisingly simple, even if you live in an apartment or don't have a lot of outdoor space. There are countertop compost bins available that are perfect for small spaces, and you can even compost using worm bins, which are great for breaking down food scraps indoors.
So even if you don't have a huge backyard like Collins, you can still participate in composting and reduce your environmental impact.
Absolutely. It's about finding solutions that work for your lifestyle and making small changes that can add up to a big difference.
And it's about embracing that think and act, locally spirit, of finding creative solutions to local challenges.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we all have a role to play in creating a more sustainable future and that even small actions can have a significant impact.
Now, we've been talking a lot about the practical benefits of sustainable living. But there's also a deeper, more personal aspect to it that I think is important to acknowledge. Collins talks about how his connection with nature and his efforts to live more sustainably have brought him a sense of peace, purpose, and joy.
That's a beautiful point. Sustainable living isn't just about reducing our impact on the planet. It's also about enriching our own lives and cultivating a deeper sense of connection to the natural world. It's about recognizing that we're part of something larger than ourselves, something interconnected and interdependent.
And that's a message that I think resonates deeply with a lot of people, especially in today's fast-paced, often disconnected world. You know, we're longing for a sense of meaning, purpose, and belonging, and connecting with nature can be a powerful way to find that.
Absolutely. It's about reconnecting with our roots, both literally and figuratively, and rediscovering the joy of being in harmony with nature.
And that brings us back to the heart of Think and Act. Locally, it's not just about changing our behaviors. It's about changing our mindset. It's about shifting from a consumerist, individualistic perspective to a more holistic, community-oriented way of being in the world.
It's about recognizing that we're all interconnected, that our actions have consequences, and that we have a responsibility to care for each other and for the planet we share.
And it's about finding joy in the process. You know, sustainable living doesn't have to be about deprivation or sacrifice. It can be about creating abundance, beauty, and connection in our lives and in our communities.
Exactly. It's about finding those win-win solutions that benefit both ourselves and the planet.
And Collins' story is a beautiful testament to that. He's showing us that sustainable living can be fun, creative, and deeply rewarding.
He's inspiring us to think differently, to act boldly, and to create a better future for ourselves and for generations to come.
And that's a message that we hope will resonate with our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. We have the power to create positive change in our community one small step at a time.
Absolutely. And we're here to support you every step of the way if you're feeling inspired to take action. Check out the links in our show notes for resources on aquaponics, gardening, composting, renewable energy, and other sustainable living practices.
And remember, you don't have to do this alone. Connect with others who share your passion, join local organizations, and be part of the movement towards a more sustainable and thriving community.
Together, we can create a better future for ourselves, for our community, and for the planet. And that brings us to what might be the most surprising and heartwarming element of Colin's story, his unique bond with his pigs, Kevin and Kobe.
Seriously, I never thought I'd hear someone talk about their pigs with such affection. He even hangs out with them and watches movies.
Oh.
It's a reminder that sustainable living can be fun, quirky, and full of unexpected connections.
It challenges our preconceived notions about what a sustainable lifestyle looks like. It's not about being serious or restrictive. It's about finding joy in the simple things and embracing the unexpected.
Colin shows us that sustainable living can enrich our lives in ways we might never imagine. You know, he's found companionship, laughter, and a sense of wonder through his connection with his pigs.
And this ties into a key point. He makes the importance of dreaming big and never giving up on your aspirations. He encourages people to envision the world. They want to create a world where sustainability is not a niche interest, but the norm.
I love that he wants us to think beyond our current limitations and dare to imagine a future where things like aquaponics are commonplace, providing fresh local food for everyone. It's about shifting our mindset from scarcity to abundance.
Exactly. He challenges us to break free from limiting beliefs and embrace the power of possibility. He shows us that with determination and creativity, we can make those dreams a reality.
But for someone like me, who tends to get overwhelmed easily, taking that first step towards such a big goal can be daunting. What advice would you give to someone who's inspired by Colin's message but feels stuck in that dreaming phase?
Colin's advice is simple. Just start somewhere. Pick one small action you can take today that aligns with your vision. Don't worry about creating a perfect plan or having all the answers. The journey itself will teach you what you need to know.
So it's about taking action, even if it's imperfect, and trusting that those small steps will eventually lead to something bigger.
Exactly. And it's about embracing those challenges and setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth. Remember, even Collins had his fair share of failures along the way, but he persevered, learned from his mistakes, and kept moving forward.
That's so inspiring. It's a reminder that creating a better future is a process, not an overnight transformation. And it's a process that we can all be a part of right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Absolutely. We have the power to make a difference in our communities one small step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And by sharing our knowledge, supporting each other, and celebrating our successes, we can create a ripple effect that can transform our world.
And that's really the essence of Think and Act Locally, isn't it? It's about recognizing that we're all interconnected, that our actions have consequences, and that we have a responsibility to care for each other and for the planet we share.
It's about finding those win-win solutions that benefit both ourselves and the environment. And it's about having fun along the way. Sustainable living doesn't have to be a chore. It can be an adventure, a journey of discovery, and a source of joy.
So true, Collins' story is a reminder that we can create a better future without sacrificing our happiness or well-being. In fact, by embracing a more sustainable lifestyle, we might just find even more joy and fulfillment in our lives.
And who knows, maybe we'll even make some new porcine friends along the way.
That's a wrap on our deep dive into aquaponics, inspired by the amazing Charles Collins. If you want to learn more about his story or explore the world of aquaponics yourself, check out the links in our show notes. And remember, no matter how small your actions may seem, they can make a difference. So get out there, get inspired, and start creating the future you want to see. We'll see you next time on Think and Act Locally.
If you find value in our show, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.